This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Scott Bennett and Michael J. standing in the Power Hour, and we have James Perloff with us. And James, I want to continue. I want to hand it over to Michael J. to then hand it back to you, because there's something that was over the break, and we hear it often enough, and I think it's one of the most important things about our foreign policy, and that is the notion of Christian Zionism. And we see it in a lot of the Republican circles. It is driving a lot of our decision-making, and it's based, I think, on a heretical form of Christianity that really is an error in our teaching. And I'll hand it back to Michael J. to elaborate on that.
Thank you. There are some background noise that I hope we can get rid of. But, Scott, you're right. This is grieving. That's something that's actually totally antichrist in its nature. They have been supporting a group of people that call themselves the chosen people of God, and yet anybody who actually reads and understands the Word of God, any real Christian, because the Word of God was written to Christians and written to people that God is actually wanting to communicate to, and a lot of people are, you know, nominally Christian, but they're not listening to the Word of God. The Word of God makes it very clear that God shows the character, the kind of people that can call themselves His. He shows definite, clear examples of the kind of holy life they lead, a life that seeks peace and pursues it, a life that is not filled with hatred or race hatred, a life that doesn't support a group of people with their mouth, they say, that belong to God, but with their activities, with their hearts, they're far from God. And we've seen this amazing cult of Zionism implicated in 9/11, implicated in mass murder, implicated in assassination programs and drug importation programs through our CIA in America. And we see that this cult of people following a very vicious book of Satanism called the Talmud, these people are not of the book that is the Torah, the Law and the Prophets. They have been invested in a book over centuries that came out of Babylon. So, James, this is a terrible infection in the body politic that is in Christians and in the body politic. And also, we have to look at the fact that our seminaries were taken over by Jesuits, by Masons, and by crypto-Jews, who people don't understand that they're Jews because they hide the fact. Please respond to this, brother.
Yes, in my article regarding how much the truth movement and Christianity coincide, I look at reasons why more truthers don't go to the church, because, you know, if the New World Order is Luciferian, you know, the Bible says that the nemesis of Lucifer is Christ. And Christ said in the New Testament, I come to tell the truth 78 times. And so you'd think that the Christians and the truthers would see themselves as natural allies. Now, a lot of truthers are Christians. You guys are great examples. But a lot of people are repelled by it. And if you look at the major denominations we have in America, of course, even traditional Catholics, I've been on a show recently called Trad Cat Radio, and I've been on with Tim Kelly, who's Catholic. Traditional Catholics, most of them will acknowledge that since Vatican II, the Catholic Church has really, the Vatican especially, has gone into decline, even into Satanism. And you've got Pope Francis writing a 269-page encyclical on global warming. They've been infiltrated. I don't believe this is essentially an inherent problem with the Catholic Church. I believe it is a matter of infiltration. Bellada, the old communist, said that in her time there were 1,100 communists who were sent into the Catholic Church, instructed to become monsignors and priests in order to destroy the Catholic Church. Well, on the other side of the aisle, you've got the Protestants, and you know the Protestant mainline denominations were overtaken by modernism. I have a blog post on that. It's called The War on Christianity, Part 1, about how the Rockefellers funded seminaries that would water down the faith and make people think, well, there weren't any real miracles, there was no virgin birth, there was no resurrection, which is the basic message of the Da Vinci Code. All of this has been spun into our culture. But on the other side, there were the Bible-believing fundamentalist churches, which I attended for a long time, but the problem there is they got taken over by the Rothschild-funded Schofield Reference Bible, which said we have to get behind the Jews, and the Zionists taking over Palestine. And after Pope Pius X rejected Theodore Herzl, who was heading up the Zionist Congresses in 1904, January of 1904, and said the Vatican would not bless that, they turned to the Protestants instead with the Schofield Reference Bible, and he got instant agreement from Oxford University Press that they would publish that, even though he'd never written a book before, and even though Oxford University Press, which was Fabian Socialist, did not publish Bibles, but they had the power to manufacture that Bible with millions of copies, making Christians think that we have to get behind Israel. And you know, they weren't going to call it Israel. It was, they were going to call it the Zionist state or the Jewish state. But they decided to call it Israel to really to fake out the Christians and make them think this was the ancient biblical state of Israel. We have to get behind it. It's really a sorrowful thing because a lot of truthers are awake to the true nature of Zionism. They know that Israel attacked us on 9/11, just as they attacked us with the USS Liberty. They attacked, they were trying to attack us with the Levant Affair of 54. They tricked Reagan into bombing Libya through a Mossad implanted transmitter in Libya in 1986. They blew up the King David Hotel disguised as Arabs in 1946. They always do it. So we'll blame the Arabs so we can take out their enemies for them. And that's what General Wesley Clark was really revealing in his interview with Amy Goodman when he said there's a plan in the Pentagon in 2001 to take out seven countries, including Libya, Iraq, Iran, and Syria. And only really what's left of Syria and Iran are left on that hit list at this point. So this is a Luciferian plan, and I brought a couple of truther friends to a fundamentalist church I was attending, but the sermons were full of our wars are just, it's all about defending our freedoms, you know, is a lot of pro-Israel talk, and the pastor even held up his Schofield Reference Bible and saying, why do the Muslims hate us? And you know, I'm against this Muslim invasion of Europe that's really taking down European civilization and the influx of, against any influx of illegal immigrants here in America. But when people say, why do the Muslims hate us? You look at the fact that we've displaced 65 million in the Middle East. That's according to Chris Bolin. We've killed, I believe, about 1.5 million. We've dropped depleted uranium on them. We've killed their leaders and had their bodies dragged through the streets. We've tortured their prisoners. And so why do you ask, why don't they love us? It should be very obvious. When you bring a truth to a church, if the pastor cannot discern the truth about the world around them, and by the way, I'm not against, I am in favor of patriotism is a virtue. If you really have to go to war, you go to war. But these have been wars of aggression. Pastor Chuck Baldwin has recently come out and acknowledged that. These are not wars about our liberties. If a truther comes to church and he sees the pastor doesn't know the truth about the world around him, why would he trust this pastor to show him the path to eternal life? So there's a deep problem in our churches, and that's one of the major stigmas that is keeping the truth movement and the Christian faith apart. They should really be together.
Yeah, it's something we've encountered in Living Color, James. Michael Jay and I have encountered these pastors and these assistant pastors, and they are cowards. They are weaklings. They are complete idiots when it comes to the realities of the world. You stated it very eloquently that if a pastor does not understand the world around him, that there is a very either a complete demonic possession of the guy, or just a deficit that the Lord only can fulfill. But we have to slap them awake. We have to aggressively and harshly, we're using diplomatic language, of course, and very scholarly, erudite, you know, factual observations and meeting of the propaganda with facts and truth. We have to aggressively present it to these pastors and these elder groups and these men's ministry groups and these any and every activity that the American church does where people who are professing to be Christians gather into and have any sort of participation, we have an obligation and a duty to slap them awake in a respectful way, but to say very clearly and uncompromisingly, ladies and gentlemen, if you call yourselves Christians, that means you love the truth. That means you love the truth regardless of what it tells you about yourself, about your family, about your country, about your culture, about your world. The truth is the truth. The truth of Jesus Christ in the Bible tells us about your human identity, God's identity, and eternity, and the entire unfolding of the saga of time. And we are in a position where we are being met with lies and propaganda on every side that is being sugar-coated with patriotism and human rights and democracy, and we're the leader of the world, we're the good guys, and all of these sloganeering chants that are absolutely hollow and empty and do not have God in them, do not have the Lord's truth. So people are so invested with this false church, false ideology, that is, it is going to be a very violent, infuriating experience for them to be woken up. But do we not have a duty to do that? Do we not have a duty to slap people hard and say, you better wake up now, or else the next words you're going to hear are, depart from me, ye who do iniquity. I never knew you. You killed my prophets. You pushed them out of the church. You pushed them out of the men's ministry groups when they came to you and said, there are important things going on that we as believers need to understand, such as the Israeli Zionist political entity that the United States is somehow been surgically joined to, and we have been partners, like the Bible says, we've been partners with thieves and murderers, and we're deceiving ourselves by calling them righteous men. We're deceiving ourselves by saying that there's another way to heaven and God other than through Christ. No, there is not. There is one name under heaven by which man can be saved, period. It's not the Torah, it's not the Talmud, it's not Muhammad, it's not the Pope, it's not the Seventh-day Latter-day Saints, it's not Mormonism, it's only through Jesus Christ, God manifest, who did miracles, rose from the dead, and raises us from the dead by coming into our hearts and souls. We'll be back after the break. Stay with us. So it's Scott Bennett, James Perloff, and Michael Jay.
Are in the business to sell. USGoldCoins.com is in the business to educate. Educate yourself by signing up to receive a free information packet on how to invest in today's economy safely while protecting your wealth. Call 1-800-HOT-COIN. That's 1-800-HOT-COIN. Protect your future and get sound advice at USGoldCoins.com.
As the Power Hour celebrates its 20th year of broadcasting, thepowermall.com temporarily had to close their doors. But when one door closes, another always opens. Introducing an all-new thepowermall.com. We completely wiped out our entire inventory and brought back only what you demanded. With hassle-free checkout and first-class customer service you've come to expect. Buy from the good guys. Call 877-817-9829. Thepowermall.com.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria, from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, this is Scott Fetter and Michael J. returning on the Power Hour with our special guest, James Furloff. James Furloff, an artist, a writer, a philosopher, a man of great renown and knowledge. So we're honored to be with him and letting him continue to tell us about his articles and his worldview. James, I'm going to hand it over to Michael J., and Michael J., hand it back to James Furloff. Go ahead.
Thanks, Scott. Brother, I would like to hear about that book that was banned by Amazon about the warrior. Could you tell us what that book is about, brother? Are you there, James?
Sorry, guys. Sorry about
there you
that.
Go. We hear you now.
I was on mute for a minute there.
Okay.
Yeah, but I heard you. Yes, Truth of the Lonely Warrior is my most recent book, and it's a primer on the New World Order. Because I found that if you try to take just one piece of what's been going on, like you just try to talk to people about Sandy Hook or 9/11, then you will not get too far. You have to give people the big picture, because let's say, well, why would our own government do that to us, and why wouldn't they report it on the news? You got to show them who really runs the government, that they have done this to us many times through many false flags, who runs the six corporations running the mainstream media. You have to show them the big picture. So this book, Truth is a Lonely Warrior, it's a primer. The first chapter is on false flags. The second's on essentially the CFR and who runs our government. The third is on the Federal Reserve and how it's corrupted our economy. And I go on to media control, secret societies, vaccines, weather control, full chapter on 9/11, full chapter on Zionism, and basically from A to Z, show people what's been happening in our world with documentation. And I felt that was the most successful approach because I'd used it as an approach in many PowerPoints I'd given over the years to people for various groups, for Campaign for Liberty, the John Birch Society, and many others. And so out of those presentations, finding out what worked and what didn't work, I came with this sort of step-by-step, you know, baby steps approach to gradually build people up to the big picture. But that book was taken down by Amazon last year, right after my article, which I discussed with you guys on Revolution Radio on 9/11, something in that article, perhaps my theory that there were Israeli special ops that actually really did hijack the original aircraft, or maybe it had something to do with the idea that there were Israeli suitcase nukes used on 9/11 to destroy the towers that the dancing Israelis were celebrating.
But I want to respond
sure,
to that
go ahead.
Because Professor James Spetzer has, we've done a number of articles about this on Truth Versus News, and the evidence that has come out from multiple sources about the injuries that occurred afterward for people who are symptomatic of injuries that can only come from the byproducts of nuclear fission with respect to the kinds of infections and the kind of cancers they're getting, and the evidence of also the EPA of the all over finding the dust that had nuclear byproducts and isotopes that can only come from a nuclear device, mm-hmm. that this was very evident, but it's not being reported by anyone, James. And so I think they don't like the truth that has to do with their facilitating treason and mass murder and sending us over there based on the lies that we were given by the Bush Cheney crime cabal, that this amazing thing that they did facilitated the deaths of tens of millions of people, James. And the American people, we've been given truth, and now we know that the American people are looking for 9/11 justice. And this is one of the reasons, because it was made evident years ago that President Donald Trump, before he was president, knows that those buildings did not come down from jet fuel. James?
Well, you're right, and there's a clip you can find, should be on YouTube, of Trump discussing the fact, this is right after 9/11, that he thought that explosives had brought the buildings down. And getting back to your point about the after effects indicating a nuclear explosion, yeah, the first response is the type of cancer they get more than any other in comparison to its expected rate is thyroid cancer. That's a signature of an atomic bomb, which emits iodine-131, which embeds in your thyroid. This is one of many evidences, and I'm certainly not denying at all that other types of weapons were used on 9/11. Obviously, there were non-atomic weapons used as well, but I think that those big explosions that brought suddenly took the buildings down at free fall speed were exploding.
And turning them to dust before they hit the ground. This does not happen because of jet fuel.
No, I think we're talking about nukes in the final destruction of the buildings.
It seems like we're hearing another break musical coming on, and I just thought we had a break. Hallelujah.
Stand by.
This
we'll
is Michael
be back.
J. with Scott Bennett and James Perloff on the Power Hour. We'll be right back.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery, in truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to goberkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 1-877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented my pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Aging is one thing that affects everyone. George has talked about the power of stem cells for years. Now, there's a new serum that harnesses that stem cell power to bring back your youthful look. Beverly Hills doctor, Nathan Newman.
Stem cells are basically our fountain of youth. This is what maintains our body's reparative, regenerative abilities. As we age, every cell breaks down and needs to be replaced, and what replaces it is the stem cell.
Dr. Newman and Jeunesse have developed Lumines. Lumines takes the science of stem cells using the same growth factor complex that literally heals our cells, slowing the appearance of the aging process. Apply Lumines twice daily and on average see results in a week. Learn more, watch our video, and order today at a special Coast website, healthylooking.com. Plus, there's a 30-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's healthylooking.com. Lumines, for a healthier, much younger, better-looking you. Buy now at healthylooking.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Well, this is Scott Benner and Michael J. coming back on the Power Hour with James Perloff, and continuing our discussion on a wide variety of subjects. And it always seems to come back to 9/11 and September 11th, 2001, when this great attack occurred. And it was used to launch us into a juggernaut of world domination and crushing the civilizations around the Middle East, along a neoconservative, globalist, end-of-history, Francis Fukuyama, Leo Straussian perspective, which essentially takes God out of the variable, and with taking God out of the variable, you take out humility, you take out mutual respect for other people, other civilizations, other cultures, and you seek to basically turn, you know, break up the rubble of these other civilizations and then turn them into the cement upon which you can build a Walmart. And I think we've been pursuing that, and it's caused us to destroy our young soldiers, cripple them emotionally, cripple their families. We've given rise to a totalitarian police state. We have desecrated and destroyed the Middle East, our relationship with Russia. We've gone around breaking up Libya, Ukraine, coup d'etats, now Syria, and yet we are continuing this delusion of doing it in the name of Uncle Sam, the Great Eagle, democracy, capitalism, whatever the sloganeering is. And it is it has been poisoning our body politic. But I think people are waking up. I think with the election of Donald Trump, people have woken up. I think they are turning a corner, and they recognize that Russia is not our enemy. They recognize that Iran is not our enemy. They recognize that the Israeli Zionist Wahhabi agenda really is the enemy of the people of the United States. And Europe is woken up to that with this flood of refugees that is devouring Europe like locusts devouring, a cornfield. So I'm going to hand it back to you, Michael J., and you can lead us back in with James Perloff. Where are we on the map of time and civilization, and which choice do we go down? Where do we begin to incline ourselves? What choices do we begin to make within our own identity, our own personalities, our own families, and our own communities? Michael J.
Well, thanks, Scott. I found something that's intriguing concerning a decision that you made, James, a personal decision concerning turning away from the established kinds of Protestant perspectives and looking at something called orthodoxy. Would you please share with us why you see orthodoxy as something of an alternative in a nation that, for the most part, hasn't really focused on orthodoxy, because there was a wonderful wealth of true Protestant Christianity in our history.
Yes, and I attended fundamentalist churches for over 30 years, but then I really began to get revolted by the Christian Zionism that had overtaken their seminaries and that were then expressed by the pastors at the point that I really couldn't take it any longer. I heard so many geopolitical lies, and being a journalist for over 30 years myself, 33 years now, I just couldn't take it anymore. And I was looking for a church that I could embrace. And, we know about the problems with the Vatican. We know about the modernist mainline denominations, and we know the problems that the fundamentalists are having with Christian Zionism. And I found that the Eastern Orthodox Church, which split with the Roman Catholic Church in 1054, 1,000 years ago, has not had these same significant problems. That is to say, they have not become corrupted like the Vatican, not fallen into Christian Zionism, not been modernized. The service we use is actually, I only got baptized and chrismated into the faith this past November after attending an Orthodox church for a year, but they use the same service that was used in the 4th century, which is a century that Constantine legalized Christianity. Their dedication has been to retaining the authenticity of original worship, and that's one of the things that appealed to me about it. There were other reasons, and I have a blog post on my website, jamesperloff.com, called I've Embraced the Orthodox Faith, and people can get more details there. I've also done some interviews on it. They also, I really like the fact that they use the Septuagint version of the Old Testament. That's the one that Jesus and the Apostles quoted, whereas the modern Bibles use the Masoretic, which was compiled 1,000 years after Christ by the rabbis. And also in my church, I won't say that the Orthodox are up to speed because many of them are angiopolitics, because many of them are caught up in the same mainstream media matrix that other Americans are. But, for example, in my church, we have Syrian Christians, and, you know, just a couple 3 weeks ago, I saw some of them dressed in black, and they were crying. And I asked why they were crying. It's because the Israelis had attacked the area where they used to live in Syria, and many, many people had died under Israeli rockets. And you can't fool these people with Christian Zionism. They know what the score is in the Middle East. And, of course, the Russian this is a Greek Orthodox church I'm attending. The Greek Orthodox church has a big presence in Syria. And, you know, you always look at the underlying political motives. The Orthodox revival in Russia and the Orthodox presence in Syria, which is the country where Christians were first called Christians, I think that has a big role in the current animosity of the neocons towards Russia. And it also has a role in what Russia has done in Syria and finally putting a stop to the neocon regime change. They wanted to knock out Assad just like they did with Gaddafi and with Saddam Hussein. There's an underlying spiritual warfare taking place here that a lot of people are not actually aware of, but there were several factors that drew me. But above all, it was the authenticity of a church that has really not changed in more than 1,000 years, despite occupation of Constantinople by the Turks in 1453, despite the Bolshevik Revolution in 1917, which wiped out, not by accident, millions of Christians. That church has survived, survived through the test of fire, has striven to keep its worship of Christ authentic, and this drew me towards it. So James, I am now a member of the Orthodox Church, even though that may surprise some and raise a lot of questions amongst our listeners.
No, it doesn't surprise us at all. It actually confirms what Michael Jay and I have been talking about, and others in my close circle have been talking about. The Lord's been opening up the doors of the Orthodox Christian identity and the Russian Orthodox and the Greek Orthodox. Michael Jay and I had a conversation with John Kiriakou, the CIA whistleblower, and we had a good conversation with him yesterday on our show, and I know John from his experience, and he knows me. And it reminds me of the Bible when it says how good it is when the brothers dwell together in peace and harmony. And when you go through prison or you go through combat, politics disappears. You just have your fellow humanity, and you know there's a love and a bond and a camaraderie that develops in men in combat, in the military, and men who are in prison and come out of that. And John and I share that, and Michael Jay and I share that on different levels. And he opened up the Orthodox ideals in a lot of way, and Michael Jay and I have talked about that, because the Orthodox, getting away from dogma and religion, because there is no dogma or religion in Christ. There is just his complete satisfaction of the law and his grace and his sacrifice that covers us in his blood and makes us as white as snow and makes us as holy as he is. And yes, we're still covered in the flesh, but we have a spirit of oneness with Christ. And that's eternal. We can never be blotted out. We can never be taken out of our Father's hands. And, of course, we're concerned with the cares of this world that sort of put a fog in front of our eyes often enough. But we always have to come together in unity and harmony and fellowship as iron sharpens iron and rub the rust off of ourselves and remember and remind ourselves that life does not consist in the abundance of things. We're not here permanently. We don't worship our reputation. We don't worship the idolatry of money or churchianity or anything like that. And the Orthodox community is a solemn community, and I think that leads us to the next evolution of America. And I wanted to say this. That's a long way of saying this, but he who forgets history is doomed to repeat it. I know we've heard that quote before, and Burke has said the only thing needed for evil to prosper is for good men to do nothing. And I want to complement that with an added that if we forget history, we're doomed to repeat it. But if we remember the blessedness of our lives and our country and our culture in the early days of our history, then we can also relive and resurrect, I think, that renaissance of blessing. And that's our hope, is that should the Lord tarry, we can reform our culture. We can reform our state. That's what the New California movement is all about. Resurrecting out of the old California, a new California of righteousness. and we can develop another new culture, a renaissance that takes us back to the heart of Christ, and we will have the most peaceful, prosperous, and safe society, righteous society, since the formation of the United States. We'll be right back after the break to talk. Got better by Dave Perloff. Stay with us.
Hello, my name is Marjorie Wildcraft. I'm the founder of the Grow Network, which is an online community of people who produce their own food and medicine. We are really into backyard self-reliance. If you want this lifestyle, I suggest your first step be to learn some basic home medicine. Just the other day, my 18-year-old son came to me and said, "Mama, I got a sore throat. Can you fix me up?" And I said, "Sure, Ryan," and in about 24 hours, he was better. The best home medicine for you to start out with is garlic. It's an amazing natural antibiotic, and I can show you how to use garlic to handle ear infections, sore throats, colds, and flus. As a way for you to get to know a little bit more about me and the Grow Network, I've written up an easy introduction on how to use garlic. It's at gcnwellness.com. Now, the station manager told me that I needed to say the URL at least twice, even though it feels kind of weird. But if you're interested in backyard self-reliance, you are one of us. Go to www.gcnwellness.com and let's connect up.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call, 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products, most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, this is Scott Benner and Michael J. returning on the Power Hour. And Michael J., I'm going to hand it to you and hand it back to James Perloff, because I'd like to answer and address some of the questions that we raised earlier just before the break. Michael J.
Thank you, Scott. James, it's been a blessing having you, and we always enjoy our interaction or sharing with you. got some background noise there. Not sure what that is. Anyway, James, I wanted to point out something that Scott and I have discovered, and by the grace of God, we're dealing with people of like mind, you know, that is people that are in our inner circle. But I'd like to point out that it is really important for people to look for this kind of synergy, to find one or two or three or more people around you that you can really support, and you want to strengthen them, you want to confirm them. And the reality is that spiritual lessons are important. Like somebody said, how can two walk together except they be in agreement? Let me extend that grace in this, and then I'll ask a question. And that is, when the Word of God says this, when two or three agree as touching anything on earth, it shall be done for them. James, I'm seeing a lot of answered prayer. Isn't it evident that people are getting together, they're in agreement, they're listening to what the Holy Spirit is sharing about the truth and about the fact that a lot of what we're dealing with in this wicked government in the deep state is that these people are lawless. America got rid of the Ten Commandments. It was not a good thing. We don't have any guardrails preventing just being totally destroyed as cars go careening over the cliff. We don't have any guardrails anymore. James, do you see people understanding that we need to get back to a moral culture, a Christian society which promotes forgiveness? Yes, forgiveness for sin, but also the graces of repentance, so that America can realize this is not a political issue. This is about us returning back to God, because we became a nation covered with blood when we legalized child sacrifice and called it abortion. James?
Yes, and it also goes back to what Scott was saying before the break about resurrecting the older values that America had. And, you know, I was invited to a church by someone. It was people from Sri Lanka, and mostly foreigners. But right before the election, the entire church was praying, because even though these people were almost all of them foreigners, they understood what Hillary Clinton represented. And so I do believe that two and three and more have been gathering to pray. And in terms of getting together, it's, and I think you were suggesting this as well, it's also very important for our own fellowship. And I know that I can say that I have a truther group that I hang out with, and it's a mixture of spiritual beliefs. Some are, well, the majority are Christian, some are not. But I think it's very important to have encouragement in a world where we're surrounded by people in the matrix. Otherwise, it becomes a lot more stressful for us when we're confronting these situations alone. So I think it's very important that we develop like-minded people. And Michael, Jay, you and I have prayed together over the phone. This kind of encouragement is very important. And I think it's important that we not only find Christians, but Christians who are awake to what's going on in the world, that are not, you know, just, that are not Bible-believing, but also stuck completely in the matrix. I don't know how you can really be in the matrix and still be a Christian. And look at the transgenderism and the gay marriage and the excessive wars that are certainly not consistent with Christ's teaching. Yes, again, if you really have to fight a war for your country's survival, absolutely. But that's not the kind of war we're talking about. I think it's important to be with Christians who are, to a greater degree than we usually see, awake geopolitically, and that is completely consistent and harmonious with Christ, who said, again, 78 times, I came to tell you the truth. The two should be together as one, the truth movement and Christians. And I would love to see us working to get more Christians into the truth movement and more truthers who are not Christians to wake up to the fact that, yeah, the powers that be are Luciferian, and the enemy of Lucifer is Christ, and that, no, we're not here by chance. The universe has got God's signature on it, And that this takes place not only, the spiritual warfare is not only happening in the geopolitical arena, but in our very own lives on a daily, hourly basis, and that people need to get right with God.
James.
Yeah, let me stop there. I've said enough on this end. Thank you.
Well, I want to say one thing real quick and get your feedback on it. Tucker Carlson has been talking a lot about some of the things we've been talking about before, specifically the disintegration of manhood, beta males, men losing their identity as warriors, as husbands, as God-given testosterone to be men, and we see an all-out assault on men. And the church has been, of course, once again, the absolute moral failures to affirm what is a godly man. And I just want to get your perspective of what is happening to manhood and what is the, what, of course, through Christ, what is our solution? And what do we need to be saying to these churches about their manhood, about the renaissance of manhood, about what a true Christian man is and must do, besides do justly and love mercy and walk humbly. Go ahead, James.
Well, I think that you're talking about testosterone. There's evidence out, and there's been information on this, that our testosterone levels are declining, and I think that that's being chemically actuated. So that's one thing that's taking us down. Of course, there's the whole push for feminism, and you've seen it recently with the incredible number of sexual harassment charges. Some of them may be valid, but it seems to be an attempt to just deny men any kind of expression of sexual attraction towards a woman for fear that they'll be charged with sexual harassment. The men are being attacked at every from every angle. And of course, the Bible is very clear that while a man is to love his wife his wife and put her on a pedestal, at the same time he is to exert his manhood, and she is to be in submission to her husband. That is very, very clear. And you're right, that has not come through in most of the churches. It's just one of many teachings that have fallen victim to conforming to the spirit of this world.
Michael J., I'm going to let you close this out. I'd thank James Perloff for being with us. And give us any and all contact information we have, James. Michael J., I'm going to give it over to you, pal.
Thank you, Scott. It's been a pleasure. James, the Lord bless you. And please let us know again what your website is and the names of your book and other things. Do it quickly, James. We have to go.
It's jamesperloff.com, P-E-R-L-O-F-F, for all my articles and my latest book. A Prime on the New World Order is Truth as a Lonely Warrior. Thanks, guys.
God bless you, James. I appreciate your being with us. And, Father, thank you for your help today. Thank you for using the Power Hour. Thank you for what you're doing in America. We're praying, Lord, give us grace. Give us a repentance, Lord, and have mercy on us. In Jesus' name, amen. This is Michael J. and Scott Bennett thanking everybody for joining us. And thank you, Power Hour, for letting us host with you today. Bye-bye.
Thank you so much. God bless.
Numana, the true pioneer of healthy storable foods and preparedness products, has gone and done it again. Numana is now the first food storage company in the country to offer organic powdered milk free of hormones. Our goal is to change the way you look at storable food. Numana is GMO-free, contains no high fructose corn syrup, aspartame, or artificial ingredients. Numana's great tasting and easy to fix meals are perfect for emergencies or a quick dinner for your family this weekend. We also offer the revolutionary Defender Pack, which combines organic superfoods with the GMO-free meals our customers rave about. Go to numana.com or call 888-597-0775 today to learn more. That's 888-597-0775. Numana, food storage you'll love to eat.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.